My name is Richard Probst, and I am on the Tenderness Tour. I am a paraplegic double amputee born with spina bifida, and I am in a wheelchair. I am wheeling 122 times around Monument Circle, one time in memory of each child who died as a result of violence between January 1st, 2008 and December 31st, 2015. My heart says to go out on the road, I go out on the road. Basically, whenever I see a need, sometimes it's something that happens in the community, sometimes it's something like a mayor getting elected, I tend to trust my gut.
You've actually been doing the Tenderness Tour for 25 plus years, right?
I have been.
How did it start?
I'm a sexual abuse survivor, and I kind of started it as a part of my own process of healing. I was going through a really rough time and kind of struggling to find a reason to go on. And so I kind of challenged myself, and I challenged the Hoosier State to give me a reason to keep going. And honestly, I kind of thought it would fail. I thought I would, you know, hit the road and find out that people were kind of a disappointment. And I found out just the opposite. You know, I left Indianapolis with a backpack on the wheelchair. I had no support crew. You know, I had 20 bucks in my pocket. And I traveled for 41 days. I never went without a meal. I never went without a place to stay. I found kindness in every city that I visited. You know, I've greatly outlived my life expectancy. I'm 50 years old, just turned 50 this past October. Yay. Whoever expected that? I certainly didn't. grateful for it. And I feel like, you know, I've been given this gift of life and I have to do something with it.
So when you say you're a survivor, you mean a survivor in so many ways, not just a survivor of sexual abuse.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think my whole life has been about survival.
So I did want to ask you, you know, what you feel you have in common with these with these children whose lives you're trying to draw attention to, whose deaths you're trying to draw attention to.
I mean, certainly, I identify from being a survivor. I had a lot of losses in my own life, but I think that one of the things that I realized when I did that first tour was that I just encountered a lot of people whose voices weren't getting heard and who felt like they had been forgotten. There's really nothing more powerful than listening to someone who feels like you're the first person that's actually listened to that. And because I went through some fairly severe abuse, I'm comfortable hearing a lot. You know, and I worked for 9 years in crisis intervention, and I'm used to kind of companioning people through really hard stuff. I mean, I think I understand that feeling of having a voice that's not heard and wanting these families to be heard, wanting their children to be remembered, and just, I guess, being willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen.